Learn Dav Zayin and Masechtas Nozir. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the fourth line from the top. And the Mishnah says like this: Omar Hareini Nozir Achas Gedoylo. If a person says, "I want to be a Nozir," but he uses a very funny lashon, he says, "I want to be this one Nozir Gedoylo." It's going to be big, and we'll describe what that means in a second. Hareini Nozir Achas Katano. Or another example of what he might say is, I want to be a nozir. This one nozir is going to be a katana. It's going to be a short or small nozir. So there's actually machlokes rishonim how to learn these next words of the Mishnah. But let's go with Tosfos, and Tosfos says, or he says, afilu mikan va'atzoifa oilom, or he uses the words that I want to be a nozir from now. Until the end of the world. Okay, so originally when I was learning this, I translated it incorrectly, and I said that it means forever, but that's not what those words mean. Mikan v'ad sof ha'olam, as we'll see based on the way Tosfos learns the Gemara, means from how long it will take me to walk from here to the end of the world. Okay, that's the distance that he's referring to. In either case, shloishim yon. In either case, he means only 30 days. Why? Because the explanation is, the way Tosfos explains, is that he's not trying to say that I really want to be a nozir, something bigger than, longer than 30 days. Rather, the Tosfos and the Rosh learn that when you say, for me, it's a big deal. The Gedolah is referring to the fact that it's a big deal and it might be hard for me or whatever's a big deal. That's what he's referring to. And the same thing is when he says Katana. The Katana, you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a nozer, whatever, no big deal. I'm going to be a nozer, no problem. But it still only means a nozer, regular nazirus of 30 days. And lastly, the last example of the Mishnah, where he says from here to the end of the world, what he means to say is, for me, it's going to feel like forever. For me, it's going to feel like the amount of time it takes me to get to the end of the world, which is similar to the idea that it's a big deal. And since it's a big deal, but that doesn't change the amount of days and the fact that he's being Makabal of Stam Naziris. So it's going to be a Stam Naziris of 30 days. Just want to highlight for you, which we're not going to go through the whole pshat. According to the Rambam, the Rambam of the Pirush Mishnayos has a slightly different pshat in the Mishnah, which I happen to think is very interesting. The Rambam learns that when you say Achas Gedoylo, he means that I really do expect to take on a longer. I want to do a big Naziris. I want to do a big Naziris. A long Naziris. However, he doesn't explain what he means by a long Naziris. And since he never gives a time, you can't have a Naziris that doesn't have an end date. That doesn't relate to something. So, therefore, the fact that he leaves it open-ended, the only Naziris that we know that it's open-ended is a 30-day Naziris. When I say a Stam Naziris is 30 days. So, yeah, this guy might have had good intentions and he might have meant something else. But Lamaisa, he never said anything. He just said, oh, I'm going to do a long one. So a long one can mean anything. So a long one can also mean 30 days. And a short one means, as we already know, that he can't do anything less than 30 days. So he says, I want to do it for short. There's no such thing as short. So it's going to end up being 30 days. So I thought it was worth mentioning that the Rambam learns this way. But we're going to focus on Tosfos's shot. Okay, so now that we know that when we don't have a specific amount of Naziris, it's going to be 30 days. So the Gemara now asks, Amai, why is it true that he only has to do 30 days? He said, I want to be a Nozer from now till it takes me the time to travel to the end of the world. Now, by the way, the Gemara Chagiga explains that the traveling from here to the end of the world takes 500 years. Whatever that means, however you want to understand it, but there is this concept of a time that it takes, theoretically, that's how big the world is. The world is so big that it would take us 500 years to walk. In any event, so he means a really long time. So how do you know that he means only 30 days? So the Gemara answers, that's not what he means when he uses that expression. Hachika Omar. Rather, this is what he is saying. Aricha li hadam milso. This idea is so long to me, kimikan v'ad seifa oilum. It feels like it's from here to the end of the world. How long it would take me to get to the end of the world. So again, we use the expression in English, it feels like forever. It feels like forever. But that doesn't mean that he's actually being makabel in a zirus that takes forever. That's not his point. He's just saying this is how he feels. And this is similar to the gedolah and the katana. To me, it's a big deal. To me, it's not a big deal. And now also, it feels like it's gonna be for, you know, how long it takes to get there, forever. So, fine. So that is how the Gemara wants to say pshat in our Mishnah is. However, we do have this concept of saying that length of the Nazirus is compared to a length of travel time. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. So, we're going to learn actually on the next, on Daftes. Hareini Nozer Mikan Ad Mokoim Ploini. So, the guy says, here's the idea, where he says, I want to be a Nozer for the amount of time that it takes to travel to the certain place. So what do? Imdin kama yamim mikan vad makam plane. We estimate how long does the average person take to travel to this place. So pachas mishloishim yamim. If it happens to be less than 30 days, nazar shloishim yamim. It's anyway going to be 30 days because, as we already established, there's no such thing as a nazir is less than 30 days. So if it's less, he was just mekabel 30 days. There's no such thing as less than 30 days. Ve'im lav. However, but if it's longer, Nozer Kaminyan Hayomim. In that case, he becomes a Nozer for the amount of time that it takes. So I'm going to use the example, let's say, when you joined a caravan where they used to go from, you know, they used to travel across country to California. So it used to take 3-4 months, whatever it took, 4 months to travel when they used to go down out to California on the caravans over there. The what were they called, the train. So that means he is a nozer now for 100 days. So the Gemara itself asks very clearly, it's a contradiction to our Mishnah. How do you know that he actually means that number of days? Maybe what he's trying to say is, I want a regular Naziris, but for me, this regular Naziris feels like it's long, like it feels like it's going to be that it takes that long, 3-4 months. So Amar Rava, so what's the chiluk between our Mishnah and that Mishnah? So Rava says shehichzik bederech. So the difference is that in the next Mishnah, when it says the time to travel to a specific place, it's talking about where he is actually traveling to that place. And Tosfos adds on, and therefore it's very common, it's very normal for, I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but it would be understandable if a guy says, I want to be a Nozir during that time as a protection to protect from from the dangers of the derech, or he doesn't want to drink wine during that period of time. In any event, once you're muchzik baderech, so now you are referring to a specific time. And therefore, that Mishnah, when it picks a specific place that you're actually traveling to, you mean to be a nozer for the amount of time that it takes you to travel to that place. As opposed to our Mishnah, where it's talking about that I want to travel to the end of the world, there is such a thing, so to speak, as the end of the world, but nobody's traveling to the end of the world. It's not something that you're really doing. So you're not really being mekabel and naziris for that amount of time. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, fine. So once we know that this is actually a kasha, the way Tosfos learns, this is a kasha on the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah that says that you are a nozer for the amount of time that it takes you to travel to that place, but the Gemara asks, the lahave ko parso uparso. How do you know, right? How do you know that how do you know that he means the amount of days? Maybe he means a different type of measurement, the distance. Maybe he's saying that I want to be in a Aziris for each parsa, which is a segment of travel. In our language, we would say, maybe he's referring to the miles. A parsa probably is approximately 4 miles. Each parsa is 4 miles, approximately. So, maybe that's what he means to measure. Maybe, and how do you know that he means to measure the days? So Amarav Papa Baasu Delay Money Parsi. Okay, so it's in an area, it's a place where they don't count things by the mile. So we say, how far is it from here to California? It's 3,275 miles. So we count by miles. But in those places, they didn't count by miles, they counted by days. So excuse the expression, but it would be like, you know, the Indians, they were saying, it is 2 moons travel, right? So they travel by the moon. That's how they count long distances. They travel by the moon. So in those days, the more common way of counting was to count how many days it would take. Now, The Gemara then asks, okay, fine. So nobody counts by the parsa, so we don't have to worry about that. V'lahave kol oino v'oino. So there's different ways to translate this word oino. Some people translate it, I think Tosfos translate is each, maybe it means each stopover, or each each stopover, each hotel. I think Tosfos uses the word maloin, or it means each resting place. But the point is, there are different ways to count. You don't necessarily always stop. It's not necessarily counted in a day, because sometimes you'll stop and you'll wait. There might be some resting period in between, which takes extra days, and so on and so forth. So how do you know that it's necessarily counting in the days? Miloy Tnan. In fact, we have an example of this. We learned Hareini Nozer, and I'll show you that we could break down. Now, Kol Oina V'Oina means to say that it doesn't mean necessarily it's one long Naziris for the duration of the, it's a single Naziris for the duration of the trip. Maybe he means to be Mekabel upon himself a separate Naziris for each one of these locations. Let's just say each hotel. Each hotel that I'm going to stay in on my trip across the country. So I want a new Naziris for each hotel. Miloy Tanan, and I'll show you that concept of being Mekabel a separate Naziris for each duration, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Hareini Nazir Ka'afar Ha'aretz. Let's say a person says, I want to be a Nazir for the amount of dirt in the world. Or Kisar Roishi, or even the hairs on my head. Ukhol Ayam, the sand on the beach. So then, the halacha is, Hareize Nazir Oilom. He's going to be a Nazir forever. Why do we say forever? Because the amount of hairs on the average person's head is, I don't know, thousands of things. And if you're going to start counting thousands of Naziruses, you're going to be a Nazir over and over and over again, multiple times. It's going to take pretty much forever. But we already learned and referenced this idea of a Nazir Olam is Megaleh Achad L'Shloishim Yoim. Right? And therefore you'll do a Naziris over and over again multiple times, and you'll be a Nazir for 30 days. Multiple 30 days. And you'll shave after. In other words, each one is its own segment of Nazir. Basically, the Gemara is really asking not so much a technical question of how do we know we count by day per day, but the question is how do we know that it's one long Naziris for the amount of days? Maybe it means each segment should be broken up into its own Naziris, and you're doing the Naziruses over and over and over again for the amount of travel time that you're doing. So the Gemara answers, Ko milso de ispe kitsutsa loy kitani. So what he's saying is, our Mishnah is not referring to something that has an actual distance. So, since it has an actual, when you're talking about kol oina v'oina, I'm going to use the translation of each hotel, each stopping point. So that has an actual set amount. It's a set amount. It's going to take you might make 35 stops. Okay, fine. So you have 35 stops. So then each one of those stops is going to be, let's say I have the, right. So when you have a number of days, it's a set amount. So when it's a set amount, so then it becomes one Naziris, because you can say, this is the amount that I want. Whereas when I don't have a set amount, like the hairs on your head, what? You
can't define it.
You can't define it. So since you can't define it, so now you're not talking about a time that relates to a specific thing, because the amount of hairs on your head is not, you're not relating to a specific hair or anything like that. So Mamela, now what you're just trying to say is, I just want to be a Nazir over and over and over again. Okay, so that's why. So the difference is, it depends on what lashon you use. And like the sand on a beach, nobody's busy counting the sands on a beach. I mean, that's the easiest example for us to relate to. Nobody's counting to the sand on the beach. It could be millions and billions, and who knows how many pieces of grain on the beach. So memelo, therefore, you're not referring to a specific time. So it's just Naziris over and over again. The Gemara says Vahatanya, and now this Vahatanya is a proof. Even though the expression Tanya is very often read as a kash, but we learned the Brisa and it seems to be something else. But over here it's benichusa, right? This Vahatanya is benichusa. I'll bring you a raya, because we have an example. Hareini Nozer Kol Yemei Chayai. If a guy says, I want to be a Nozer all the days of my life. So that also, nobody knows how long they're going to live. Hareini nozer oilam. But the guy says, I want to be a nozer forever. Harei zeh nozer oilam. He is going to be a nozer oilam. And as we just read a moment ago, the nozer oilam means, by definition, that it's a nozer over, it's a 30-day nazirus. It's a whole set of nazirus over and over and over again. Because once you don't know how long it's going to be, it's just, we count naziruses and just keep on going. Afilu mea shana, afilu elef shanim. Even if the guy says 100 years or 1,000 years, ain zen, no, sorry, as opposed to, right, here's the riot, this is what makes it very interesting. If the guy says afilu mea shana, he says 100 years, afilu elef shana. Now nobody really actually lives 1,000 years, but the point is, it's a time, ain zen nozer oilam. Then he is not a nozer oilam, el a nozer li oilam. Rather, he becomes a nozer for that duration. Now again, nobody expects to live the 1,000 years. Nobody expects to live 1,000 years. But I am now a nozer for 1,000 years because I gave a set time. That is considered a set time. So I am a nozer until the end of that time. But it's one long nazirus until that time. So it's a ridiculous amount of time. But that's why the Mishnah uses that as an example. Now, but if a person says, I want to be a nozer for 10 years, so that would be clearly a nazirus for 10 years. And that would work because it's a set time. So this is, the Brisa itself compares and contrasts when I say something which doesn't have an end time, but it just says my life doesn't have a set time because it could be anything. So then it just means the days of my life over and over and over again. As opposed to 100 years, which could theoretically be my life, but so what? But even so, since it's a set time, he means to continue the Naziris for that set time. Okay, all of this was according to Rava, that Rava makes a difference between when you're dealing with something that has a count versus something that doesn't have a count. Rabba Omar, Rabba says, Shani Thyrois. He says, no, there's a different difference between the hears versus our case. Hoilu muvdolois zumizu. That hears are separate entities. Each hear is a separate entity. And I guess you have to use the same muscle. Each grain of sand on the beach also is, in fact, a separate entity. So therefore, you mean a separate naziris for each one. So, if you have a guy who's bald and he only has 6 hairs on his head, so then that's easy. But most people have, you know, thousands, I don't know what the numbers are, but he has lots of hair on his head, so then it's just, but each hair is its own thing. Each hair is its own thing, so it's in zeros over and over again. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. As opposed to, just to finish the sentence so you can appreciate the next Gemara's Kasha, as opposed to when you're talking about days are not separate entities. Each one goes right into the next day. However, you know, whether it just continues. The days continue. But the Gemara says, one second, maybe that's not true. Gabi yoimi nami yoksiv vayi erev vayi voiker yoim echod. That each night and day is considered a day is separate. So why are you saying that when we're counting days, that you look at it as one long stretch? Whereas it's not true. Each day, technically, al pi the Torah, is also considered a separate day. The Gemara answers, again, as a practical matter, hosom lav de mafsaki miyadadihu. So that's actually part of the kasha. Isn't it true that the point of the pasuk is to say that each day is a separate day? My answer is Micah Omar Yemayim of Alaylo. So what are you really saying, that it's the day and the night? Chada Yemahu. They're really all one day. Ula Oilam Loi Mafsaki Mehadadi, and they're not really separate. So it's interesting. Tosfos has a very interesting way of looking at this, the way the Gemara is answering this kasha. Because the truth of the matter is that we count, for Shabbos and Yontif purposes, we count the night and then the day. Now, we, as a naturally, not halachically, but naturally, we count the night as part of the day before. When we refer to a day, we refer to the day that today until tonight. We continue it as one. It happens to be a special, for halachic purposes, we do the night and then the day. The Jewish calendar is the night and the night before and then the day after. But really, the day goes into the night. So therefore, they're not separate. That's how Tosfos understands this Gemara, that the Gemara is trying to make that point. That it's not that naturally the day goes into the night, but halachically, the night goes into the day. It's the night and then the day. So therefore, they're not really separated, because you could count it either way. Since you could count it either way, and there could be halachas that count I mean, not that it's the perfect example, but just to illustrate the point, you bring a carbon during the day and then you eat it at night. Again, not the best example, but just to illustrate the point that sometimes we do say from day to night, and sometimes we go night to day, which means that there's really no separation. There's no really definitive defined separation between the two, as opposed to a hair on your head. While there might be thousands of them, and you don't pay attention to one single hair, but lamaisa, each hair is its own thing. Okay, so that's Rabbah's teretz. Now,
I don't understand.
The Gemara continues. The girsa that we have in our Gemara is Rava. There are those that change the girsa to Rava. And the reason is because this next teretz of Rava contradicts what Rava said before. So it makes more sense to say that it is Rava. It is a little bit difficult also to say that it's Rava because we just quoted Rava. And to say again, Rava Omar, so... Either girsa is a little bit difficult, but the girsa that they have on the, even though our Gemara in the print says Rava, there are those that have the girsa of Rava. In any event, we have another teretz here. Rava Omar, Lomalucha Lakshuye Kule Hai. Well, what's your question in the first place? Shani Hosom Diktoni Hareini Nozir Achas. So the Rabbah before, the reason why the Girsa, why I chose to say the word Rabbah as opposed to Rava, is because Rava originally was answering the contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of the guy who's traveling. This Teretz also is to answer that Kasha of our Mishnah and the guy who's traveling. So as opposed to Rabbah in the middle was explaining what the case of the here versus the day. So Rabbah before was really answering a different kasha, and this is that's why to say Rabbah over here is less problematic, because he's answering the same kasha as Rava's answering before. And again, to say that it would be the girsa to have it as Rava would be a little bit difficult, because Rava already answered the kasha on our mission. In any event, okay, let's get back to the point. The teretz is as follows. What are you asking? You're asking is, in our Mishnah it says, Mikan v'ad sleifa oilom, we consider that only in Aziris for 30 days. Whereas if I say Mikan ad maka imploini, over there all of a sudden it becomes a longer Aziris, longer than 30 days. So what's the chilik? So he says, Lamukhala Akshuya Kulahai, what's your question? Shani Hosom over there now becomes our Mishnah rather, interestingly. It says Shani Hosom Diktoni Hareini Nozir Achas. He's saying I only want one Naziris. So if you look back at our Mishnah, probably didn't notice it until you read it now in the Gemara, but it is a funny lashon. If you look back at the words of our Mishnah itself, it says, Omar Hareini Nozir Achas Gedoilo. It adds in the word achas. Why would you say the word achas? Because you're saying I want one unit of Naziris. So since I use the word one unit, what is the typical one unit? One unit of Naziris is 30 days. As opposed to where I say mikan ban mokka in pleni, I don't say achas. I just say until I get there. So until I get there is whatever amount of days that it takes till I get there, that's going to be the Naziris. So Rabbah's focus on the fact that our Mishnah uses a very unique Lashon, and that unique Lashon is the explanation why it now is interpreted as 30 days. Now, one of the interesting things that Tosfos points out, which is what was originally confusing for me, is that the Lashon of Afilu Mikan Vad Seifa Olam in the Mishnah doesn't say Achas, which is exactly the kasha. Those are really the words that we're trying to explain. And over here it doesn't say the words achas. So Tosfos says, I don't have to say the word achas every time. I said achas gedola and achas katana, so it's also achas mikan bat seifa oilo. Tosfos says you have to throw that in over here in order for us to explain the Gemara, at least to the way Tosfos wants to explain the Gemara. Okay, so, Just the Shakta Vatayra over here was a little bit lengthy, so let's just summarize for 2 seconds. The Gemara had a kasha, we have in our Mishnah a case of Mikan Vat Seifa Olam, and we say, I just mean it feels like that time. As opposed to the case where it say, I'm actually traveling, as though that I'm traveling, and it means no. There it means specifically that time. So Rava's first teretz was that Ein Hacharami is because I am actually traveling. Since I'm actually traveling, I mean the duration of my travels. Then we had Akasha, why don't we make separate Naziruses like we do for your here and your head? So we had Terutzim, including Rabba's Teretz, that days and distances are not counted in the same way. And then finally the Gemara gets back to the Teretz to make Mikan Vad Seifa Olam versus Mikan Vad Makom Pliny, that the difference is, in our Mishnah you said Achas. Whole different Teretz, has nothing to do with the actual words. Nothing to do with the cases, it has to do with the fact that I said the word achas. And that's the difference. Achas means that I want one Naziris for 30 days. Okay, moving on to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is, you have to remember what this Mishnah says. It's not because achas means one, it's because achas feels like this one is gonna feel like to me from here to the end of the world. So once we're talking about the feeling, so the feeling, it doesn't, the feeling is just a feeling, but the Naziris is still the same 30 days. Okay, that's the way Tosfos explains. Okay, now let's jump onto the next Mishnah. Here the Mishnah says, Hareini Nozer V'yoim Echod. I want to be a Nozer and a day. Or, Hareini Nozer V'sha Achas. I want to be a Nozer and an hour, or a time, another period of time. Or, the third case, Hareini Nozer Achas Umechza. I want to be a Nozer and another half. So in each one of these cases, the Mishnah says, Harei Zeh Nozer Shtayim. He's going to be two Naziruses. Why? Because he said Hareini Nozer. First, he starts with the fact that I want to be a Nozer. And this is Stam Nazirus. And this is very important for the purposes of the next Mishnah. He says, I want to be a Nozer. Then when he says, V'yoyim Echad, he's adding, so what's this extra thing that he's adding? This must be referring to a separate Naziris. Okay, we're gonna compare and contrast this Mishnah to the next Mishnah, so we'll be more specific when we get to the next Mishnah. But first the Gemara wants to know, Lamilu the Mishnah Kohani. Why do we need three cases? They seem to be all the same thing. The point is, I said I want to be a Nozer, and something extra. What's the difference between day, hour, half, whatever? They're all the same. Tzrich. So the Gemara says, no, I need each one of these cases. If it only said the case that I want to be for an extra day, which is the point that day already refers to another Nazirus. There, that's where we famously say there's no such thing as a Naziris for one day. And once it's a day, it becomes 30 days. And that's why our Mishnah's halacha is that it becomes a second Naziris. Avo. But I would have thought, Hareini Nozer v'sha'achas. But when I just say an extra hour, limni lamid ve'echod yoin. Maybe over there, since I'm just talking about a little extra time, I'm not actually talking about another whole day, I'm just a little extra time. Maybe I should mean that it's only 31 days, or that I should be, this Nazir should be 30 going into the 31st day, Kamash Malon. That's why the Mishnah has to say no. That just even extra time is already the same thing as an extra day, and now that you understand, and the Mishnah has to point out that an extra day equals a whole new Naziris, because there's no such thing as a Naziris for less than 30 days. So since, and the Kiddush of this Mishnah is, even that extra little bit, that extra little hour becomes like an extra little day. Now, what about the last case? The Itana Shah Achas, and if I only told you that extra hour, that's what adds up to a whole new Naziris. Mishum Deloy Nochas Lidafka, because clearly when I say an extra hour, I don't really mean an hour per se. So I understand that I must be meaning something more than that, and that's where a second Naziris kicks in. Aval achas umechza. But when I say very clearly that I want a one and a half Naziruses, denachas ledafka, there you could mean, you could understand that he meant specifically that I want to be a nozer and a half. Ema loy limni tartin. Maybe in that case I don't really mean to count it as a full second Naziris. Maybe there I just meant to tack it and add it on to the end of the first Naziris. Kamash malon. No. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell us, kulu nozer shtayim. That in each one of these cases, whether it's an hour or a day or even another half an Naziris, nothing gets tacked on to the second Naziris because of the way I said it. I mean, except this extra becomes a whole new Naziris. It's not extra, it's not a longer Naziris to the Naziris that I already said, but rather it's a whole new Naziris. Whatever expression that I use, it's always going to mean a whole new Naziris. Now, Let's compare and contrast this to the next Mishnah itself. So just as a reminder, in our Mishnah that we just read, on Amud Aleph, it's Hareini Nozir. All he said is a Nozir, and then he adds something extra. But all he said was a Nozir. Let's read the next Mishnah itself, and you'll see what the difference is. Whereas the next Mishnah says, Hareini Nozir Shloishim Yoim. Here, he defines what his Naziris is by 30 days. Hareini Nozir Shloishim Yoim Visha Achas. So now he's saying the same thing, but he's adding in the words 30 days. So, there, what's the halacha? Or Nozir Shloishim Ve'echad, or the same thing. I say I want to be a Nozir for 30, and Ve'echad Yoim, and another day. There, She'ein Naziris, so there the halacha is, oh sorry, I said it, yeah. Nozir, I read the Mishnah correctly. Hareini Nozir Shloishim Yoim Visha Achas. So really, the Mishnah itself only gives one example, not two examples. And Tosfos says it's just giving one of the two. It didn't need to give every example. Just one example is enough. Hareini Nozir Shloishim Yoim Visha Achas. I added in the extra yoim. The halacha is Nozir Shloishim Ve'echad Yoim. He becomes a Nozir for 31 days. All of a sudden over there, he becomes an extra Nazir. She'ein Naziris L'shoyis, because you can't possibly be a Nazir for hours. So even though I said only Sha'achas, but he doesn't mean an hour. He doesn't mean a couple extra hours. What he means is an extra full day. Okay, so, but he becomes an extra full day. But the problem is, what's the difference between this case and the case in the Mishnah before? Why over here is that extra hour only tacked on, is in fact tacked on to the Naziris before, as opposed to the Mishnah before, where he became a whole new separate cycle of Naziris? So the answer is, because in this case, you said Shloishim Yoim. You've defined the Naziris by days, and then I said, and an extra hour, so once we're defining it by time, I'm saying it's 30 days plus an hour, which is an extra day, okay fine, so it's 31 days. As opposed to the Mishnah before, it did not say a time, he just said Stam Naziris. If I said Stam Naziris, so then we know what Naziris is, it's 30 days. And now anything I add on to that, I'm not adding on to that count, I'm adding on as a separate Naziris. That's the chilik between this Mishnah and the other Mishnah. Okay, now, once we understand that this Mishnah is saying that I can have a Naziris for 31 days, so now comes along Rav and tells us a fascinating halacha. Amar Rav, Loishanu Elada Omar Shloishim Ve'echad Yoim. So now we have to be very medayik in what Rav is saying. It's only an extra 30, it's only 31 days because he said 30 and a day. Avol, you have to appreciate Rav, you have to read the next line. Avol Omar Shloishim Yoim V'yoim Echad. But if he defined it as I want to be a Nozer for 30 days, and another day, I add on the other day after I already completed that I want it to be for 30 days, then Nozer Shtayim. Then Rav agrees, like the previous Mishnah, we'll say that it's the same. Now all of a sudden, it becomes an extra day. Why? Because I defined my Naziris by 30 days. Okay, that's great. Then I'm saying another day, what's that other day have to do with anything? So that other day is coming to tell us that I want a second Naziris. So just like in the previous Mishnah, when I said Nozer, and I didn't define how many days what is, I know what the definition of Nozer is 30 days, and therefore when I add an extra day or an extra hour, I'm adding something more, so it becomes a second Naziris. So too over here, if I finish my sentence by saying Shloishim Yoim, I've defined it now as 30 days, which is fine. Now when I add on, I'm adding a second day. But the Gemara says it's a little bit deeper than what I'm, it's not just the wording of it, it's a little bit deeper. It's because Rav Savala Karebi Akiva Didarish Lishna Yaseiru. The reason why Rav is able to say this, or the reason why Rav explains the Mishnah this way, is because he holds like Shitas Rabbi Akiva that when I say something extra, I mean something extra. And over here, since I said, now the Gemara doesn't go back to explain this, over here I am saying something extra. I'm saying 30 days and another day. So I already defined that I'm counting my 30 days. So by saying the word Yoim twice, which was unnecessary, because I could have just said Shloishim Ve'echad Yoim, I could have said the word Yoim once. Now the fact that I used the word Yoim multiple times, I'm trying to say something with that. And what I'm trying to say is that it's an extra Naziris. So where do we see that Rabbi Akiva is so careful with what he said, that even adding extra unnecessary words becomes a whole new definition? The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Now this is what I find fascinating is Rabbi Akiva's halacha has nothing to do with Naziris and nothing to do with Nadarim. It's just the fact that the way people talk And when people talk and they say extra things, they're saying that extra thing for a reason. So here's the case. Loyas habar b'loyas hados. Okay, so we have to know what the context of what this Mishnah is talking about. This Mishnah is talking about when a person sells a property and he says, I'm selling you my house. So the Gemara in Baba Basra goes through a lot of examples, which we're not going to go through now. We're just going to stick to what we have here, which is a house is specifically a house, and it does not include all the other peripheral things that might happen to be on the property. And one of the examples that the Mishnah uses is a bar nedus. A bar nedus are a well of water. It's a water supply. The difference is whether it's built up or built down, whether it's, you know, it's just a hole in the ground or it's actually built into something. Okay, that's the difference between a bar and a dos. But the point over here is that when I sell a house is whatever the function of a house is. The water supply is a separate water supply. I didn't mean to sell it. And then the Mishnah over there says, even if I say that I'm selling you the house for down to its depths and up to the Shemayim, Umka is the depths and Roimoy is the height. So I'm selling you the air rights and I'm selling you the mineral rights. I'm selling you everything up and down of the house. Even so, this is part of that sentence, that even though I'm not selling you the water in a separate bar is not considered part of the sale. Okay, now that we've established that that's halacha, we have a random achleikas v'tzarech likach leiderech divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, if you want to, now, fine. So what that means is, if I sold you the house, I did not sell you the bar. But I sold you the house. So how do I get to the bar? So I have to buy an easement from you to get to the bar, to get to the water supply. Because Rabbi Akiva's shita is that that when I sell ba'ayin yafa. I sell everything. So I specifically didn't include, well, it's automatic that I didn't include the bar, but everything else I'm gonna sell. The Chacham Ha'imrim and the Chacham argue and they say, Ein tzarech likach leiderech, that I don't have to buy a path. Because obviously, if I'm keeping for myself the water supply, I mean, what else do I mean? There's no purpose or point of having a water supply that I can't get to. So ba'ayin ra, they hold that I didn't mean to sell it in a way that will harm me. I only meant it to sell it in a way that will be useful for me. So I retained the right to access it. Okay, I don't want to get into this machloikis too much, but the point is, you got to figure out how to get to it's machloikis whether I reserved an easement for myself or not. However, here's the focus. Rabbi Akiva says, and he admits to the Rabbanon, that if I use the word chutz, let's say I said, I'm selling you the house, and then I say, but I am not selling you the bar. So as we just mentioned a moment ago, again, you have to put yourself in the context of the Gemara and Baba Basra to understand and appreciate this. When you sell a house, all you're selling is the house. You're not selling all these other things. It's automatic. It's automatic. It's very important to know that. It's automatic that I am not selling these other things. So I don't have to say anything. If I say a house is literally just the house. It doesn't mean these other things. So comes along Rabbi Akiva and he says, and therefore, if I specifically start pointing out and saying, chutz me'elu, I'm telling you I'm not selling you the bar. I point that out in my contract and I speak it out. Why else would I be speaking it out? Because it was going to be mine anyway. I didn't have to say anything. And so therefore, if I spoke it out, it's on purpose. She'ein etzarech likach leiderech. Even Rabbi Akiva, who said previously that normally when I sell things, I sell you the house in its entirety and I don't keep anything for myself. If I made the point of saying that I'm keeping the bar for myself, now I am reserving an easement in my house. So, again, without getting caught up in the Gemara over there, although it's important and very interesting, the point of the Gemara is, we see that Rabbi Akiva Shita is that because I said extra words that were not necessary, it takes those, because it would have been that way anyway, I would have kept the bar anyway. The fact that I spoke it out now becomes extra. I'm not saying anything unusual, I'm just speaking out what we already know. And since I'm speaking out what we already know, those extra words have a whole new meaning. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Rabbi Akiva is saying, even I'm saying something that's perfectly normal, but it's unnecessary, it's extra, those extra words give us a whole new meaning to the transaction. So, the same thing over here also. Even though what I'm saying here is perfectly normal, I could say 30 days and an extra day, that's perfectly normal, there's nothing unusual about it, but because I didn't have to say it that way, I could have said shloshim ve'echad yoim, I didn't have to say the word yoim. I'm saying this on purpose. Even though it's normal to say it, but it was unnecessary. The fact that I added something unnecessary, that extra words, that extra verbiage is coming to make an extra point. And therefore over here also, when I said shloishim yoim and v'yoim echad, so that is coming to tell us an extra point. That extra point is a whole new nazirus. That's based on the same shita as shita's Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we'll stop over here.